בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שני בשבת קודש. Today is Chit Bekislev. Moving right along, people. We are on עמוד קופטט. ובפרט בחור צעיר יחשוב על תכלית ביאתו לעולם להיות עבד השם. Especially in one's youth, a person should realize that, you know, the entire focus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating him and us coming to this world is to be an עבד השם. הלא רק אחד בכמה זוכה ללמוד בישיבה. ואם כבר זכה, לא יסתפק במועט, אלא ילמד בכל כוחו, ויזהיר בברכות ובתפילה, שאם לא עכשיו, אימתי. Says, such an interesting thing. How many Jewish children and adolescents are actually zoche to go to yeshiva? Yeah, what's the stats? Not a lot. Well, whatever the percentage is. And Baruch Hashem, that number has grown. But still, it's nowhere near what it should be. So if you're already in yeshiva, he says, don't be histapkut b'mu'at, you know, living simply, leave that for, you know, for materialism. But in spirituality, once you're already zoche to be one of the few and the proud that gets to learn in yeshiva, take every seder seriously. Every tefillah, every, you know, every tefillah b'tzibur, every tefillah b'chavana, every... push, you're already here. What a waste for you to already have been here, not you, but you know, the collective you, when a person's already in yeshiva and not taking advantage.
שמזכנו ללמוד תורה, ויפקח עינינו בתורתו, גם בהסתכלות בעין גשמית וגם בעיני השכל, כדי שנזכן ללמוד תורה עד זקנה ושיבה בבריאות ושמחה. הקדוש ברוך הוא should give us that, infuse us with that לימוד בשמחה, to really not feel it as a burden, but to be joyful about it. Not, oh wow, it's Monday, so blah. Or, you know, it's whatever, it's the middle of the... No, every Seder is besimcha. It's a renewed opportunity to take advantage.
שמי שמאור עיניו נחלש, בני יכול ללמוד תורה, מתוך ספר ונזכר בריאות שישמע מהם, ומכלל מה שאומרו חזל, על המצפה לשולחן אחרים שעולים חושך, בעדו וחייב אינם חיים. בר מינן.
You also have to pray that we have our physical eyesight intact, he says, because sometimes, unfortunately, people, as they get older, they lose their eyesight, whatever it is, and then they need other people to read to them, whatever. It's not kishmak. Davinta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he makes us self-sufficient in every area of life. In gashmiut, in ruchaniut, shouldn't need anybody.
Nitzul hazman.
Ready, people? Time management.
Big stuff. I get the shot. Maor? Ashrecha, Maor.
Anyway, Mekitzer is going on rants. Anyway, Tov, so he says, wonder where he got that from.
מי שיודע לנצל את הזמן כראוי ולומד בריכוז המחשבה, יכול ללמוד ביום אחד, מה שלוקח שבוע שלם, עם הסיח הדעת.
Scary thought, people. If a person learns with focus, without, you know, all sorts of external stimuli bothering and whatever, but really focused. Without battling, you can learn in one day what it takes people who battle 1 week to learn. You can learn in one Seder what it takes a few days to learn. If you just take that Seder seriously. You know, there's a lot of, you know, people sitting next to you and in the coffee room and then the phone. There's all sorts of different, you know, things that bother us. But if you kind of put everything aside and say, you know, let me focus up, you can be maspik so much more. You come out so much more fulfilled.
Shamati al gaon Rabbi Sir Zalman Meltzer Zatzal, shulai yotze mi bet hakneset achar tefilat shacharit, rak achar chazar al kol masechet ketubot, v'rak achar kach haya mekabel kal sheimtin lera'otav o le'etzah tova.
Rabbi Sir Zalman was the reshiva in Eitz Chaim, in Yerushalayim. He says, he didn't leave Shacharit to go begin his day by, you know, going to yeshiva, paskening, meeting with people, whatever. He would only leave shul after Shacharit, only once he had finished reviewing Masechet Ketubot. Finished. Beginning to end. I don't know how he did it exactly. Huh? Doesn't say. Even Mishnayot has that. Yeah?
Belagon of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Sipru, Shezachal Lesayim Tashas, Matayim Ushtayim Pe'amim, Veta Shulchan Aruch, מאות פעמים.
רב מיישה reviewed Shas 202 times, And he finished the Shulchan Aruch, he reviewed Shulchan Aruch hundreds of times.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. ולכן ברגע שבן תורה מסיים את התפילה, יזדרז ללכת לבית המדרש, ולא יעלה במחשבתו ענייני ממון.
Right after תפילת שחרית, straight to base medrash. That's what he says. Eat something, quick, whatever, boom, straight into seder. Don't, you know, let your mind wander, schmooze, money.
וגם ביום שיש לו סידורים בעסקי חולין, יקדים תורה.
Even on days where you have other mundane matters to take care of also, which inevitably people have. You know, you have a business meeting, or you have a test that day, whatever it is, always start with Inyani Kedusha. Start your day off with the right foot.
למשל, ביום שצריך ללכת לרופא, לא ילך לפני שילמד תורה.
You have an appointment, you have a doctor's appointment, have a Seder first, or at least learn something first.
שאם ילך לשם תחילה, מיומן שלאחר מכן יוכל ללמוד, ולעולם לא יוותר על לימוד בתחילת היום.
Always start off your day learning. Why? Because if you start your day off with other things, how do you know you're going to be able to come back to limud? Maybe get stuck. Start off with the learning. Come what may, you already learned today.
הגאון בעל שאגת אריה היה שקדן גדול. סיפרו עליו שפעם אחת לקח ספר מסוים מהארון ומגודל שקיעותו בעיון בו נפל.
Yeah, they say the same story about Maran Zichrono Berakha, but the Shagas Aryeh was a tremendous shakdan. They say one time he took a sefer out of the shelf and he started being me'ayin when he was still standing. I guess he was on a ladder or whatever, and he didn't realize afterwards and he fell off.
Yeah. בהגיעו לגיל 70 אמר שבעוד 20 שנה יסתלק מן העולם, ואכן נפטר בשיבה טובה ביותו בן 90 בצלילות הדעת.
When he was 70 years old, the Shagas Aryeh says, okay, I got to start, you know, really revving up because I'm going to die in 20 years. And he ended up dying at 90. Passed away at 90. בצלילות הדעת. Completely functioning, clear, lucid.
ביום הסתלקותו, רצו החבר קדיש לומר לו שיעשה וידוי כנהוג. אבל חששו מי יעז לפנות אליו על דבר כזה.
On the day that he was on his deathbed, the חבר קדישה wanted to tell the Shagas Aryeh to do vidui. But, you know, who's going to be the chutzpan to go tell the Shagas Aryeh, the Gdol Hador, to go do vidui on his deathbed?
ועשו בחוכמה שהניחו לפניו את הספר מעבר יבוק, שעוסק בענייני שכיב מרע ונפטרים, שיחשוב שהונח שם שלום במתכוון.
They said, okay, I have a chat. There's a sefer that talks about all sorts of mita, kvura, avelut. It's a sefer called Ma'avar Yabok. Very, very deep sefer about all inyanim mita. So they put the sefer there just so he would think maybe somebody left it there and then he'd pick it up and remember to do vidui.
What happened though? הרב פתח וראה שם את סדר הבידוי, הודה להם על דאגתם, אבל תמה איך אפשר לעשות עבירה? קיבלנו תורה כזו גדולה, ארוכה מארץ מידה ורחבה מן ים. מאיכן יש ליהודי זמן לעבור עבירות?
He chapped what they did, the Chavra Kadisha. He says, I thank you for your thought, I appreciate the gesture reminding me to do vidui. But he said, but I don't get it. Vidui means you did עבירות. We have such a vast Torah out there, there's never time to finish it. How does a Jew ever have time to do עבירות? That's what he asked the Chavra Kadisha on his deathbed. You have time to do עבירות?
כזה קדוש היה שניצול הזמן היה פשוט בעיניו.
That's how, you know, his time management was. He used every moment to the fullest that he didn't even need to do vidui on his deathbed because a Jew isn't supposed to have time to do עבירות.
Verstehst?
That's a big thing.
טוב, יום טוב.